Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Well, howdy, gang. You've stumbled onto Mystery Inc., the cozy corner where curious minds chase cryptic tales and unexplained oddities. With no flashlight left behind, that's just the type of people we are.
Why don't you give us a minute to read what we're doing?
No, because I enjoy making you guys not have any idea of what...
I'm Josh, and I've got to admit, ever since I got dive-bombed by a bat in my grandma's garage, I keep a tennis racket close, just in case. I was never in that attic. Are you crazy?
I know those stairs to that attic was so scary.
You think I'm going to go up there after you fell through into the hot tub?
That was not me. That was one of Mother's ex-husbands.
Oh, I always thought it was you.
It's the one that died more recently.
Oh, David. Rest
David.
In peace.
David.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Dumbass. Go ahead, Kim.
And I'm Kim. My own run-in was a little less dramatic. I once found a tiny bat snoozing behind my old garage, and I about jumped out of my skin. It flew off peacefully, but tonight's story might not end so quietly.
That's right, Kim. We are hot on the trail of the infamous Van Meter fiend. Have you guys ever heard of this?
My elementary school crush was
Van Meter. I knew you were going to say that. Well, word has it, this winged menace prowled a small Iowa town in 1903. A glowing horn, a foul smell, the works. Ready to check under every rooftop and behind every mineshaft, gang? Well, let's set the stage in Van Meter, Iowa, during the early 1900s. This was a modest, tight-knit farming community where folks knew each other by name, and life was usually peaceful. Until stories of a winged creature began circulating after sundown. Newspapers of the day were quick to latch onto any strange sightings or ghostly tales. I don't know if you guys have ever gone through like old newspapers, but
oh yeah,
you know, that's where they got the entertainment.
A lot of spelling errors.
So it didn't take long for rumors of this so-called Van Meter fiend to spread. Some accounts mention an abandoned mine on the outskirts of town. Others say it was an old brick and tile factory. Either way, it was a shadowy spot in the town, prime for a nocturnal menace to hide. Locals were on edge, unsure whether they were dealing with a prank, a bizarre animal, or something far more sinister. According to most sources, the sightings began one September night in 1903. A local businessman, often identified as U.G. Griffith, reported seeing a bright light flickering atop buildings. He went to investigate and caught a glimpse of what he described as a large, bat-like shape with a strange glowing horn on its head.
Oh my.
By the time others arrived, the creature had vanished. On the following night, a respected doctor, Dr. Alcott, heard unsettling screeches near his office. Ooh. Armed with a revolver, he fired at a gigantic winged figure.
Wonder how many times people have thought I was a cryptid out in the cornfield with some weird screeches and sounds.
All right, I believe that. Well, the bullets had no effect, and a nasty sulfuric stench lingered in the air The beast took flight.
That's a demon.
Right. Then came the third night. The local bank manager, a man named Clarence Dunn, believed it might be a burglar using some newfangled flashlight to break in. Well, he was determined to catch the culprit, so he stayed overnight at the bank. Instead of a human prowler, he encountered the same monstrous shape, complete with its glowing horn and leathery wings. Later, he claimed to have found 3 toad footprints and that same rotten egg odor lingering behind. By the 4th night, the townsfolk had enough. Armed citizens patrolled the streets and even claimed to spot 2 of these creatures. Gunfire erupted, but the fiends seemed impervious, leading everyone toward the old mine on the outskirts of town. Finally, on the 5th night, a vigilante posse cornered the beast, or beasts, at the mine entrance. Another flurry of shots rang out, but to no avail, so the townspeople decided to seal or collapse the mine. After that, the Van Meter visitor was never seen again, or so the story goes. Witness credibility plays a big role in this legend. The reported sightings come from well-known figures in town. There was a businessman, a doctor, and a bank manager. People not usually prone to tall tales. Several described the horn on its forehead as if it sent out a beam of light, almost like a spotlight sweeping across rooftops.
Your Southern's been coming out in this episode when tall tales, foul smells. I love it.
And some sweet tea on the side. Some townsfolk discovered large 3-toed footprints around the mine, though any physical evidence has long since disappeared. The local newspapers dubbed it a winged terror and ran sensational headlines. Skeptics argued it was a case of mass hysteria or an elaborate hoax, while others insist the creature was real, but could have been a misidentified bird, or maybe something truly unknown.
Methane leaks from the
mine.
Yeah, maybe. Hallucinate.
Over time, the Van Meter visitor settled into local folklore. Some residents passed it down as a spooky fireside tale. While a few modern cryptic enthusiasts still poke around the old mine, wondering if something could be hidden in those depths. Theories ran the gamut. Maybe it was just a crane, illuminated by lantern light. Maybe a rare species of giant bat. Or a full-blown supernatural entity, if you believe the sulfur smell is more than just a coincidence. Although overshadowed by bigger names like Mothman, this Midwestern mystery remains a fascinating footnote in cryptic lore.
I think it's the name, Van Meter Fiend.
Yeah, they need to find a better name. Too many letters. Name. Yeah. For those who dare to investigate the silent mine near Van Meter, might still hold secrets. If not the echo of massive wings, then at least the memory of one eerie autumn in 1903. All right, game. Well, that was my mystery. And now let's move on to my ship fire story.
Oh, yes.
So for this ship fire story, we are going to travel to 2016 in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. Now, if you guys have never been to Royal Palm Beach, Florida, I Googled it because I was like, is Royal, like, did this newspaper just mispronounce?
Sounds
like,
golf course-y.
Well, yeah,
country clubby.
It's not even on a beach. It's like a suburb of Miami, but it's nowhere near the beach. Just Royal Palm Beach, Florida. Well, picture this. A sleepy Wendy's drive-thru. Some hungry employees expecting nothing but an order of fries. When suddenly, a real live alligator comes sailing through the window. Well, shit fire. The culprit was Joshua James, a Florida man with a taste for pranks far too wild for the Sunshine State.
Jesus.
He was later charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. I know.
With a deadly weapon. Yeah. That's funny.
And the gator did count for that. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
As for the alligator, wildlife officials took it into safe custody. And those poor Wendy's employees, right? They got a Monday morning shock that they'll never forget. Mm-hmm. Shit fire and save the matches. I mean, can you just imagine? Like, we all have, like, worked these jobs before, right?
I'm pretty sure that hasn't been too awful long ago because I think I remember hearing
it. It was 2016.
I wouldn't have hated it because anytime I've had a job like that or any excuse to go home, I'm grateful for. I'd be like, oh, I can't work the rest of the day. I'm too traumatized. What if another alligator comes in? I ain't going to make it twice.
On minimum wage?
I got to go home today.
They're like, sir, it's a baby.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get them.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Oh, I can't. No,
it's a foot long. Calm down. I think it bit my ear.
Alligator. What's wrong with people?
I know, but can you imagine getting charged with assault with a deadly weapon?
People need hobbies.
And who would think of that? You know, let me just take this alligator and throw it through the window.
People with too much damn free time. Hobbies. Get a hobby. Read a book.
No kidding.
Do something. Step away from the screen and touch grass.
I can't imagine looking up and seeing a gator coming at me.
I probably would have punched it. That's usually my... If anything that comes at my face, my first reaction is...
I do that too.
I almost knocked Grandma out.
Oh. I'll make sure that if we have to sleep in the same bed when we go to Crime Con,
don't
to get in
me.
Your face because I don't want punched.
If you ever wake me up in the morning, do it from across the room because if I'm dead asleep and I get woke up, I wake up frightened. So I wake up like...
Ready to go.
I'll be standing across the room throwing things at you.
Well, Grandma, she... You know, we love each other. We like to scare each other in our family. It's just part of the way we bond. And one day I was coming home and walk through the living room. The kitchen hallway is right there. You have to turn a corner to get to the bathroom. Grandma's waiting right there for me. She's waiting right there in the dark.
Black hair, black
just
eyes.
Waiting to scare the shit out of me. And I turn that corner and I didn't turn the lights on. I know where everything is.
Yeah.
And she, whoa! And I threw my key, right at her face, hit her in the face, knocked her glasses off. Like she had a mark on her.
And elder
I'm like,
abuse.
I'm like, Grandma, they're going to think, I started crying. I'm like, I can't believe it just hurt my grandma. I never laid a hand on her in my life. And now she got
Hercules.
And I threw him hard. That's why I was crying. I'm like, she was like, oh, shit, fire. I was just trying to scare you. I got the shit knocked out of me.
I'm surprised she didn't like fight or flight back, thinking that you were a intruder.
Grandma and I both had the same response. I'm surprised she didn't beat the shit out of you. We don't run from trouble. If we do not have the flight response, we have the, you know, I'm gonna try to let you try to not fight. I'm gonna try to not get to that fight. But if you push, boom.
Yeah,
like it's just a reflex.
I'm surprised that both of them didn't end up in the ER with two black eyes.
I can just see the look on your grandma's face right now.
Right.
It was a good time. We laughed about it later, but yeah. I was thinking about her the other day because one of my favorite, funniest memories is the time I took her to the ER when I was real stoned. I just got off work, got to my friend's house. We had smoked a bowl of some really strong stuff, and Grandma called me. That time her bladder was coming out of her female parts. Watch out, women. That can happen as you get older. Mm-hmm. Your insides can come out your outsides. The more children they have, the more likely it's to happen.
Yep, it's true.
And her bladder was literally coming out of her. And Grandma calls. She's like, my lips are spread apart. And something's coming out of it. I would never say this if she was still alive, but she's dead, so she can't stop me. And I think she'd find humor in it now. But she's like, I took that, you know, that little pink mirror you just gave me to pluck the chin hairs because it's magnified. I got out of the shower and I squatted over that and it looks like a baby's head's coming out of me. And I'm like, why are you calling me? You have 3 grown daughters in their 40s, all with the same parts you have. But, you know, I was the one she felt comfortable with. I mean, her own son and his girlfriend were right there in the house with her. But no, she calls me and she's like, my lips are spread. She's just like, my lips are spread apart and something's coming out of me. And I'm like, something's coming out. I'm stoned to shit. I am stoned.
Grandma, was the last time you had unprotected sex?
We called it bathroom time and I'm sitting in the bathroom floor with my friend Brittany. Mm. And we're just having a good time. And that's why I'm like, well, she can't be pregnant. She's had a hysterectomy.
Right.
Like, she don't have the parts. And no, I take her to the ER. I made my friend Brittany come because I'm like, Brittany, I'm too stoned to go by myself. You got to come with me. And it was the fun. We were all cracking up because I mean, she wasn't in pain. It was just we don't know what's happening. So like me, Brittany, and Grandma, we had the doctors, the nurses, not even Grandma's nurse, just random ones were coming in there because we were all just laughing. I mean, me and Brittany, high as hell. And Grandma, you know. It worked out. I'm glad I was stoned because Grandma was scared. And if I wasn't, I would have been anxious.
Right.
You know, I would have been no help. But yeah, we were just.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget going to her urologist after that because it was a urology problem. And that binder, it still scarred me. Me and Grandma just holding each other as he's like, this is a 98-year-old woman. She came in with her bladder wrapped in toilet paper. And this is it afterwards. And me and Grandma's just holding each other, nails dug, like, oh, we don't need to see the rest of that binder.
No kidding.
We were going to go out to eat afterwards.
I can't believe they've done that.
No Captain D's for you.
Well, that's where we were going. We were like, let's just go home. Oh, we went home, went to our rooms, and didn't speak the rest of the night.
That's true. All right, gang. So we've laid out all the clues. Could the Van Meter visitor have been a bat-like brute, a hoax, or something supernatural? Josh, Kim, what do you guys think?
I'm leaning more towards the unknown creature because, you know, I like to believe in a little magic.
Well, I believe
and, that. You know, we're not the type that believe everything. Even when you were talking, I was like, it could have been the methane fumes, but I still choose to believe in
that's the unknown. Smart. Kim?
And I can't shake that sulfur stench. Feels unworldly.
Well, if you start taking showers.
Used to it.
Listen.
No kidding.
Why do you think my eyes always watering while we record?
Maybe there's a little bit more underground than just that old mind.
All right, gang. Well, we would like to hear your take too. Pop over on our Patreon or join us in Shane and Josh's rabbit hole on Facebook and share your theories. Who knows? Maybe the Van Meter Fiend is still out there waiting to give someone a fright.
And speaking of sharing, if you dig our deep dive, please leave a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. It's like handing out Scooby snacks. Can't ever have enough good ones.
I'd love some Scooby snacks.
And last but not least, we're about to head over for our bonus show, Unmasked, where we'll spill all the nonsense we get ourselves into, talk about life things, and maybe dig into some other mysteries. You can find Unmasked on our Patreon or Apple Podcast. Patreons get an exclusive scoop.
All right, so if you're ready for a fun after party, hop on over there. Otherwise, until next time, keep one eye on the skies, the other on the ground. And remember, mysteries are everywhere, gang. We'll see you guys later.
Bye. Bye.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.